Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, which is Thursday, March the 2nd, year 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have our special guest for each first Thursday in the person of Minister Sharon Rambis, a member of Shield of Faith Church, where our beloved Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. So we have Minister Sharon Rambis coming to us on tonight again. He's going to bring forth the word. But I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper out and ready, so that as he brings the word, you can take your notes and you can follow along with him as we hear the word on tonight through this man of God. We always open up in prayer, and I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. We pray, Lord, and ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I personally, Lord, ask and pray that you would forgive me first. forgive me. And then I ask and pray for my family that you will forgive us. And then also the minister, the man of God that's going to bring forth your word on tonight, Minister Sharon Rambis, forgive him and his family of their sins and transgressions, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that our prayers and that the word will not be hindered on tonight as we move forth through this worldwide platform on tonight. We come to give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are our comforter, you are our strength, you are our healer, you are our everything. We can't do anything without you. So we lift up all those that are burdened down on tonight. We lift up the family of News Anchorman that just recently passed away, and also from Channel 2. And we also lift up all those ministers, Heavenly Father, that have passed in the last few days, and all those that are going through the bereavement at this time. You know who they are and where they are, so you know how to comfort and strengthen in the name of Jesus Christ. We turn them over to you, Lord, and ask that you just comfort their hearts as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. We also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. And, oh God, on tonight, we pray that as your word goes forth and as this program goes forth through the airways on tonight, that something will be said on tonight, that someone who is still spiritually blind would be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and they would surrender their lives over to Jesus and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name on tonight. For, you know, we remember what your word says unto us, Heavenly Father, that you wish that none would perish and that no soul would be lost. So that's what we're here for tonight. Tonight we come thanking you that we're able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, and we come the touching and agreeing that souls will be saved even on tonight through your word. We lift up all those that are gone astray, that you would touch their hearts, that they would come back to the fold. And we also lift up all those that are being doers of your word, who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Continue to strengthen each one of us individually, then as a corporate body, that we would continue to be able to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to move by your spirit over this airway and just have your way. In Jesus' name, we pray. We lift up all listeners, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless them and have your way in their lives for your glory. We just give your name praise, glory, and honor because you are truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. And it's all in Jesus' name we pray, and all the people that we have said, amen. Well, for tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, obey God and leave all the consequences to him. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says, obey God and leave all the consequences to him. I'm asking if all listeners will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcement, I only have a few announcements on tonight. And if you could bear these announcements in mind. Well, I am so happy and proud and pleased to announce that we are in the celebration, in the beginning of our celebration of our Bishop James A. Jennings, his 27th anniversary as our pastor and shepherd of the Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. His anniversary starts this coming Sunday, which will be Sunday, March the 5th, and it will run through Sunday, March the 26th, the last Sunday of this month. And I'm going to ask if Minister Sharon Rabbins, who's going to bring forth the word on tonight, if he would give you all the dates, if he have them available. I just gave you the dates, but the different ministers that will be coming and sharing with us and our pastors and our bishop 27th-year anniversary at the Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. But right now I'm going to ask if Minister Rambis – oh, before I bring him forth, I do have another announcement. I wanted to make sure I made that announcement pertaining to our bishop's anniversary. Also, Minister Sharon Rambis and I, we are both members of the Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. And our address is 13600 Van Dyke. You're always welcome to come and serve and praise the Lord with us. Our service time starts at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning, and our Sunday school starts at 9 a.m. So you're more than welcome to come and participate and serve and praise the Lord with us each Sunday. Or if you are in the area and you don't have any other place to go, stop by this year. We will be more than welcome, and we would be love to see your place, your face in the place. Well, on regards to my final announcements, I am so pleased to announce that my youngest sister, the Lord has blessed her with so many spiritual gifts, and she is an author. But God has also blessed her to write a gospel stage play, which will be taking place on May 13th, and then also on Sunday, May 14th, which will be Mother's Day. It will be taking place at the Northwest Activity Center Theater here in Detroit, Michigan. And the title of her gospel stage play is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And this will be taking place again on Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th, year 2017, at the Northwest Activity Center Theater here in Detroit, Michigan. I will be giving you all more dates and more information regarding this, and also regarding when the tickets will be available very soon. They're working on that now, so the tickets will be available soon for people can start purchasing their tickets to attend this gospel stage play presented by my youngest sister, Danetta Burney. Again, that title of the play is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. You will be blessed. Your family will be blessed when you come out to see this gospel stage play. Well, I'm pleased to announce that our guest for tonight, in the person of Minister Sharon Rabbits, is on the line. And I'm going to ask if he would come forth to us and bring forth to us another testimony. And following his testimony, we're going to do a music break. And following that, I am going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis so he can deliver God's word on tonight. But Minister Rambis, if you could, would you please share with us a testimony first?
Okay. Praise the Lord, Brother James. How are you doing today?
I am
God
blessed.
Is good.
Praise the Lord. Yes, he
yeah.
is. You're worthy to be praised.
Yeah, God is good. Even as we get these snowflakes coming down, God is still good. Just want to thank God and I thank all your listeners and the Christian community here in Michigan that pray for my family. And just want to announce that my uncle did make his transition, went on to be with the Lord. But even in that, God is still good, and God is great, and we give him praise and glory. And so we still solicit your prayers for continued strength along this journey, but we know that it's a fixed fight. We know that we already won. We know that we are more than conquerors. And so, yes, you know, our hearts might be a little heavy, but we know that God is the God of all comfort. He's the God of all joy. And that promise of everlasting life that we will meet again. So just want to encourage, you know, everyone to, you know, just keep your hope, your faith, your strength, your trust. Just give God your all. Put all your all. You know, sometimes we try to be selective in what we give to God. You know, but, you know, he said, you know, we don't have to carry our stuff. He said, you know, cast our cares and our burdens on him because he cares. So it's good to be serving. It's good to serve a God that care for you, care generally, not just care, you know, in good times, but he cares and shows that he cares in bad times. And so, you know, I just thank God that, you know, I serve a God that I can feel, you know. And so, you know, he's a picture on a wall. He's no rock, you know. I just thank God that I can feel him moving in my soul. Amen.
Amen. And I am a witness to that, Minister Sharon. In the loss of loved ones, we still have to give God glory, honor, and praise in the midst of it all, because he's still worthy to be praised. And he knows what's best for us. Sometimes we don't see and we don't understand. He's told us in his word that some things in this life we're not going to understand. We're not going to understand it till we all get to glory and see God face to face. He's going to unfold everything that we don't understand even now. But we are definitely going to be praying and keeping you and your family lifted up in prayer in the loss of your loved one. Because, again, God, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. But in the meantime, we know that if a person, our loved one, is saved in Jesus' name, they just made a transition, and they just going on to their new home. So we just thank God for those that are saved in Jesus' name who die in the body of Jesus Christ. And so we just going to thank God for you, Minister Rambis, and your family. and continue to pray your strength in the Lord. While you all are going through this time of bereavement, God is still worthy to be praised. So, listeners, that is why I ask all my guests to share testimonies, because God is good. In the midst of it all, he is still worthy to be praised, and we thank God that there is none like him. And so he gets his glory through our testimony. So Minister Siobhan is a living witness, an example, a good example on tonight. No matter what you're going through, if you are working on for the Lord and you have a God purpose and you know your God purpose, even in the midst of death in our families, we still have to go on and do the work that God has called us to do, that God will be glorified through us. And so we thank God for Minister Siobhan Rambis and his family on tonight. Well, at this time, we are going to go into a music break, but I do want the listeners to know that if you'd like to help call in with comments or feedback after Minister Siobhan Rambis finished with his message on tonight, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, area code 657-383-1364 for those that would like to have comments or feedback with Minister Rambis after he concluded his message on tonight. But right now, we're going to go into our music break at this time. And right after this music break, Minister Siobhan, and also at the conclusion of your message, Minister Siobhan, if you could please, I gave the listeners the dates for Bishop Jennings' anniversary, 27th and upcoming anniversary. If you could, if you have those available, the different ministers that's going to be sharing and celebrating Bishop's anniversary with us this month, if you have their names and the name of their churches available, could you make those announcements following delivering God's word on tonight?
Yes. But
in the meantime, yes, we're going to go forth, and we're going to go forth with our music break. And right after this music break, Minister Siobhan, I am not going to speak anymore. I'm going to yield the mic to you right after this conclusion of this music. You can go right into the word.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord. On tonight,
amen.
We have
praise.
Minister Sharon Rebbers that's going to come forth with us, with bringing the word to us on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and papers available and ready to follow along with him as he brings forth the word on tonight. So I'm yielding the mic right now to Minister Rebbers.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. May we bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us this day. We thank you for your love and kindness and your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your covering, your unforgiving spirit. Lord, we ask that you would allow us to embrace that unforgiveness one to another. Lord, now we ask that you will bless your word. We know your word is already blessed, Lord, and let it pierce the heart of your people to be able to chew on the word and live on the word, Lord, and apply it to their lives so their lives could be made better. So right now we come to you asking that you will speak through your word to the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For a few minutes, I just want to talk to you about a subject, strongest at my weakest. Strongest at my weakest. I know it sounds like a oxymoron, but strongest. Our text tonight will come from 2 Corinthians 13, 3 and 4. And while you find in the scripture, just want to, again, for this opportunity, thank God for Brother James Brown ministry, and also want to thank God for the ministry of Bishop James Jennings. Recovering, thank God for the Shield of Faith family, Lord. And so we thank you right now. So as we look at our text tonight, 2 Corinthians, 13th chapter, verses 3 and 4. And it says, since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you toward is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. And so tonight I just want to encourage somebody that might not be feeling up to par tonight. You might not be feeling your strongest. You might feel like you're a little weak in certain areas. I just want to encourage you that sometimes that's exactly where God wants you to be. Because you didn't call your best friend, you didn't call your boo, you didn't call it all, you didn't put it on Facebook. And so God said you didn't talk to everybody else, but now he wants you to talk to him. And so a lot of times we find our place to where, in a place where we think that we have nobody else to talk to but God. But I want to tell you that God is always first choice. He should always be your first option. Amen. And so tonight I'm talking to somebody that might find themselves weak in faith. You know, you might try some things and you might even thought that God had you go some places and God had you tied to certain people. And when those relationships and when those connections didn't work out, you kind of lost some faith and said that, you know, God, I thought you was leading me this way. I thought you was leading me that way, but, and your faith is a little shaky right now. But in his word, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So tonight, I just want to encourage you to keep your hope As long as you got hope, in Jesus, there always going to be a positive outcome. So tonight I want to encourage you to keep your hope and don't lose your faith. Then there might be those who are weak in your body. You might be facing some health challenges. You know, you might not be able to walk as fast as you used to walk. You might not be able to hear as crisp as you used to hear. But tonight I decree over you that you are healed. You're in perfect health. Because God said he wish above all things that you should prosper as your soul prosper, even in health, yes. And Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was brought upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So tonight, no matter how you feel, just rest in the fact that God's word said that you healed. And so tonight, don't get cloudy. Get your mind cloudy by your circumstances. Just know that the word of God never lies. It's true. And so you can rest in the healing in the word of God. And then there might be some that their weakness might not be in their faith. It might not be in the body. But you might be dealing with the weakness of your mind. You know, your mind might be playing tricks on you. You know, an idle mind is the devil's playground. Amen. And so we got to keep our mind preoccupied on godly things, on good things, on the Beatitudes, whatever. So love, things are lovely, whatever, things are pure. We know it. And Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so a lot of things we're dealing with, they're not even real. They're spirits. And it's a figment of our imagination. The devil plays tricks on you, make you think one thing when there's really something else really going on. And so God want me to tell somebody that things are not as bad as they look. You know, just keep your hand in his hand and everything will be all right. And then you just might just be in a mass of confusion. You know, you might be feeling down and a little weak because someone you tried to love kind of misinterpret your love in some kind of way. It seems like the more you try to give, it seems like the further they get, they go away, as opposed to the closer they get. It seems like somebody that you try to help, you extend your hand, and so it's kind of misinterpreted, and they turn around and throw your help back in your face. But I want to encourage you through the word, because Isaiah 26:3 says he would keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So get your mind off of those bills. Get your mind off of those wayward children. Get your mind off of that boss that gets on your nerve. And keep your mind on Jesus. Amen? Keep your mind on him. If you want that peace that surpasses all understanding, keep your mind on him. And so tonight, as we look at our text, the question came to mind about the crucifixion of Jesus. Where does that act play out in people's minds? When you think about the greatest work or the greatest miracle performed, Now, you get some that might say that casting out demons. Some might say his greatest work was raising the dead. Some might even say when he calmed the raging sea. Then I know some of you out there said that his greatest miracle is when he turned water into wine. Then some say it might even be when he fed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. But I'm here to tell you that all of that was good miracles. All of those played important parts and was wonderful. But they don't compare to the greatest work that he did. I know you're asking, what can be greater than casting out devils? What can be greater than raising the dead? And some of you said, what can be greater than the water, turning water into wine? The greatest work that Jesus performed was when he humbled himself and was crucified on the cross. He took all the shame, all the beatings, all of the criticizing, all of the humiliation, and became the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Gave up the ghost, and he was buried. And on the third day, he rose triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave with all power. Because of the shedding of his blood, we now can be reconciled with God. That was the greatest work that he did. The greatest work that he did was when he broke the back of sin and he became triumphant over sin. So we no longer have to be bound by sin. And that's exactly what he did. He showed us that at your weakest, you can be your strongest. Now in our text it says, for though he was crucified through weakness, you and I have the opportunity to know the outcome of Calvary. But for the next few minutes, let's go back to that day that Jesus died. That day was not a day of rejoicing among believers. It was a day of embarrassment and humiliation. It was a day that everything Jesus stood for seemed to be in question. Even his own disciples, his homeboys, were shaken as they watched their leader, who they saw open blinded eyes, who they saw walk on water, who they saw heal the sick, cast out demons, die on an old rugged cross in shame and humiliation. The disciples were not at the cross saying, okay, Jesus, come on. I know you're going to get them. But they was in the shadows, not even wanting to be identified with the shame and disgrace that he was suffering. But they heard all the taunts. They heard all the cheers of those who marked him. If you're the Son of God, come down and save yourself.
Give me 20, that's not bad.
But he did nothing. But we have the benefit to know that it turned out all right on that Good Friday. But when Jesus died on the cross, it was not a time of shouting and rejoicing to the ones that followed him in that day. This is not what they expected. They expected him to call his angels from heaven to come down and battle with the soldiers that beat it. They expected him to drown the onlookers that spit on him in their own spit. They were saying, oh, come on, Jesus, I know you're going to get him. But yet Jesus uttered not a word in his own defense. So when we look back in Calvary and rejoice because we know what he was accomplished. But if you were there, it was a day of weakness. But in that weakness, when it seemed that Jesus was out for the count, the greatest victory this world had ever known was accomplished. I come to tell you that it might be in the next 12 hours. It might be in the next 12 months. But I come to tell you that the trouble don't last always. I come to tell you that your eyes might be filled with tears right now. But I come to tell you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I come to tell you that when he rose with all power in his hand at early Sunday morning, that you too got some morning coming in your life. That it might be looking like a Good Friday, a Friday where you're being crucified from every side. But I come to encourage you to tell you to hold on because morning is coming. You got some joy that's coming in the morning. Your weeping got an expiration date. It can only last for so long because it's coming. Joy is coming in the morning. And I can tell you that it looked like Jesus was weak. But that same resurrection power you have access to. And so God is saying right now that I got your back. Just hang on a little while longer. Don't give up. Tell the devil that you're serving him notice. That yes, he might have you cornered. Yes, he might have your back against the wall. Yes, it might feel like you have no power. But tell him that you're coming out fighting. And tell him that the word of God tells you that the fight is already fixed and the victory already been won. So yes, I'll take my lumps. I'll take my bruises. I even take being knocked down. But thank God that I'm getting up again. I thank God that when I'm weak, I'm strong through the power of God. I thank God that he's still giving resurrection power. I thank God that I still have access to that same power. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on because who God holds in his hand, no man can pluck out. So I just want to encourage you to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your hope. Hold on to Jesus Christ, because if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Amen. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being our strength and our strong tower. Lord, let us look to you, because we know that we should look to the hills wherewith cometh our help, and our help comes from the Lord. And Lord, right now we ask that if anyone don't know you and are partners of their sins, Lord, we ask that you would touch their heart, touch their mind, to incline to seek you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, Minister Rambis. We thank you for that powerful word on tonight. Strongest at my weakest. And yes, there are times when we do get weak because, you know, only Jesus was perfect. And I thank God that he said in our weaknesses, we can find strength. So we thank God for his word on tonight. And we thank God that he is a man of his word. He watches over his word. Even today, he watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints so that he would be glorified through us. through the works that we do for him so that he would be glorified. So I thank God for the word on tonight that even when we feel like we at our weakest and our lowest and we can't go any further, we already know according to the word, the victory has already been won through Christ Jesus. And God, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we thank God for you on tonight. Even in the midst of the loss of a loved one in your family, you still are on the wall, still being a doer of God's word, and that's what makes a saint strong in the Lord. When you can stand up and still do what God has called you to do because you have lost the love of a loved one, that's not the time to sit down and have a pity party because you lost a loved one, especially if they are saved in the Lord, then you know they are with the Lord. So you can find comfort and strength in knowing that. So that's how you're able to continue to do what God has called you to do. And you have exemplified that on tonight through bringing the word on tonight, even in the midst of a loss of a loved one. So we thank God for you. We are continually going to lift you and your family up in prayer because, again, we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He do not change, and he have no respect of persons. Minister Rambis, on tonight, if you could, before I release you, if you could please give the listeners the different ministers and pastors that are going to be helping us celebrate our bishop's 27th anniversary for this month, if you could give us a name of those pastors and the churches that's going to be celebrating with us this month.
Okay, yes, sir, Brother James.
And while he's doing that, I want to give a shout-out, too, to our bishop and say, even though I know it's not Sunday yet, but I'd like to be the first to say happy anniversary, Bishop Jennings. You're a faithful man of God. You're a visionary. And, you know, we know that God has anointed and ordained you for such a time as this to be our leader and our bishop and shepherd. So we thank God for allowing you to be our shepherd for 27 years, and we're going to help you celebrate because you're so deserving of it. So we thank God for you in this time period of your life that you're going to be celebrating your 27th anniversary. And I give a shout out to you, Bishop Jennings, and also to my Shield of Faith Church family. And so right now, listeners, if you could take these notes down regarding the following ministers and the different churches that's going to be helping us celebrate our bishop's anniversary from Minister Rambis.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we love you, Bishop. We thank God for you. 27 years, that's a long time to do anything, especially
yes,
dealing
Lord.
With your people.
We thank God
for you. But on Sunday, Sunday, March the 5th, at 10 o'clock, we have Pastor Ricardo Bartlett from Greater St. Paul Baptist Church. March the 5th, Sunday at 3 p.m., we have Bishop Victor E. Sharp from St. John the Great Cathedral. Sunday, March the 12th at 10 a.m., we have Pastor Christopher D. Holly from New Rising Star Baptist Church. At 3 p.m. on March the 12th, we have Pastor Curtis R. Grant from Zion Hope Baptist Church. Third Sunday, March the 19th, at 10 a.m., we have Pastor Marcus Jennings from Shield of Faith. We have at 5 p.m. Dr. E.L. Branch, Third New Hope Baptist Church. And closing it out on Sunday, March the 26th, we have at 10 a.m. Pastor Claude A. May from Aces of Hope Christian Church. And then our final service at 3 p.m. will be Dr. Everett E.N. Jennings, Senior, New Providence Baptist Church. And so we'd like to invite you to come on out and celebrate with us as we celebrate our man of God and show some love. And the theme is a season of transformation. Isaiah 43 and 19. So, yes, if you want to have a transforming experience, one that will change your life forever, come on out and join us. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For that announcement, Minister Rambis, on tonight. Well, for those that of you in the Michigan area that do not know where we are located, our church address is 13600 Van Dyke. That's on the east side of Detroit, near 6 Mile. So you are more than welcome to come and celebrate our bishop's 27th anniversary. And then not only that, but if you're in the area on a Sunday and you're looking for a church to visit, you're always welcome to celebrate the Lord with us and praise the Lord with us on Sundays. Our church, our starting time is 10 a.m., And you're also invited to celebrate and come and get under the word with our Sunday school, which starts at 9 a.m. each Sunday morning at Shield Faith Church. Again, our church address is 13600 Van Dyke, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Well, on tonight, we thank God for Minister Rambis for bringing that mighty word on tonight. Again, his title was Strongest at My Weakest. So God, he's a good God. He is merciful unto us. Even though we do things and we can't blame everything on the devil, some things we do and we make a decision, we make a choice and we do it, and we know what we're doing before we do it. And so we try to use an excuse and try to blame it on the devil or blame it on somebody else. But no, sometimes, and that includes me, we do things on our own, and we must remember there is consequences to everything that we do that's not pleasing to God. So that's why we must ask and pray for his ask that Jesus will forgive us and God will forgive us of all of our sins, and that's daily, so that we can live up to the lifestyle of Jesus Christ and that we can be doers of his word, and not just on Sunday and not on Wednesday, but every day, because it is a lifestyle. If you're following Jesus Christ, you're trying to be more like Jesus Christ. And so that's what we should be doing, trying to be doers of his word, and that men, women, boys, and girls all over the land that are spiritually blind, they would be able to see Jesus Christ in us. And that as we speak his word into their lives and their hearing, they can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in the name of Jesus. Because that is the only way, there's only one way that you can be saved, and that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because, yes, we know that God is everyone's creator, but he is not everyone's father. Some people have it twisted, but I'm here to let you know, according to the word, and I know it's true, no, you cannot be saved in God's name. Again, he is everyone's creator, but he is not everyone's father. When God becomes your father, that means you have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, into your heart, and you have become a part of the body of Christ. When you open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you in his name, then God becomes your father. So I just want to make that clarification for some people that are still confused and being misled, because we know that the enemy, he still comes to kill, steal, and destroy and divide churches and marriages and families and households and ministries. But we know that the devil is a liar, and we know that we still have the victory in Christ Jesus, even on tonight. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I know I am not the only one. Those that are saved in his name on tonight that's listening in, I know that you are grateful for knowing that Jesus Christ has paid our sin debt with his own blood. And he has risen from the dead, and he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God even now. So for this, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Well, I do have another announcement I'd like to make real quick. I am so pleased to announce that I have another host who has a radio show right up under me. She comes under my leadership, and the title of her show is titled Releasing the Sound, and she comes on starting every fourth Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Sister Verderia Hayward, she is the host of that program, and I'm also asking all listeners, on every Wednesday, if you can tune in to, if you have a pen and some paper, write this down. Go to your Google. You can go Google Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike number 7. He comes forth on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday. He is from Bloomfield, Colorado. The Lord has blessed us to touch and agree, and the Lord has opened the door for me to be able to help him get set up with his own Blog Talk Radio show. And he's going to be coming forth on my show again March the 16th to bring part 2 his message that he brought forth on about 2 weeks ago on my show. He's going to be concluding his message on March the 16th at 8 p.m., and that's Pastor Mike from Colorado, and I'm looking forward to that. I spoke to him on yesterday during his live show, and he's excited about concluding his word, the message that the Lord gave him for the listeners. Again, he comes on every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Detroit time. Pastor Mike, number 7, go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can tune in and listen to him and be blessed by the word that the Lord has given to him. So we thank God again for our bishop and our shepherd. Thank God for Minister Remus on tonight, his wife, his family. We thank God for the Shield of Faith family and all those that are being doers of God's word. Continue to stay on the wall. Continue to stay in your lane. Know your God's purpose and continue to walk in the Lord by faith and not by sight, that God will be glorified through you. So we thank you for tuning in on tonight. that the Lord has blessed us to see another day that he has made. We are so grateful, even though we know that we are not worthy. I thank God for his grace and his mercy toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I want you listeners to know that I love you, and I know that you love me because you tuned in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday. And God has given me such a worldwide platform that I am so grateful that I don't have that spirit. I'm not bragging, but I do not have that type of spirit that I hoard it all to myself, because when God blessed some people, even in the body of Christ, he opened a door for them, and that door is not just meant for them. Sometimes the Lord will open the door for you, but he wants you to bring somebody else so they can spread the good news of Jesus Christ as well, because we don't know it all, and the Lord, he uses all of us, one body, many members. And so we are a part of the body of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for this worldwide platform. And again, Minister Rambis from Shield of Faith, Sharon Rambis, he comes forth every first Thursday. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time and hearing him, get familiar with his voice, because he is a powerful man of God, and he is a family man, and he loves the Lord, and I do too. So we thank God for him. So take a note and pass the word to your neighbors and friends and co-workers and church members to tune in every first Thursday and listen to Minister Sharon Rambis from Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan. He is a mighty man of God. He always brings a powerful word. So we thank God for him, and I'm asking the listeners to keep him and his family in your prayers in their hour of bereavement. Again, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And I just love what he's doing, because while he's going through the bereavement, he's still standing on the wall and being a doer of God's word and fulfilling his purpose. And that's what God gets glory out of. When things happen in our life that we don't understand, we that are being doers of God's word, God's work still goes on. Especially, again, if our loved one has died and made that transition and they are saved in Jesus' name, we should be happy for them. Yes, we're going to miss them, but thank God for the memories. So that's what you hold on to, the memories, and knowing that they're saved and you're going to see them again. So that's what gives us hope. And we thank God for Jesus, who made it all possible that we can see each other again in that day when Jesus Christ come back to gather his saints, that we can all be with him in glory with our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So on tonight, we thank God for this another day that he has made. I pray that you will continue to be blessed and stay strong in the Lord. And before I close out, I do want to remind the listeners, I thank God again for my youngest sister. He has blessed her to write a gospel stage play. She has written many, but this one is finally going to be at a theater. And one of the cast members, I am excited to announce, and some of you may know her, she's a woman of God, Sister Peggy James. She's one of the leading role players in this play. I think she's playing the wife. She's playing one of the wives in this play. The gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And there's a few other names that are well known. They're going to be part of this play. And I'm not going to give those names out right now. But yes, Sister Peggy James, Evangelist Peggy James, she is one of the cast members in this upcoming play presented by my younger sister, Demetta Burney. The title of the play, again, is Opposite Ends of the Bridge, which will be taking place Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Mother's Day, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center Theater on those 2 days. So the tickets are being prepared now. For those that would like to place ads in her souvenir book, I will be giving that information out as well for those that would like to participate and get your business promoted through the book that she's going to be having available during this gospel play. So I want to keep you all to keep that in mind. And as soon as I get the dates and where you can purchase your tickets for this play, I will be making those announcements as well. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Continue to stand on the wall. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to keep spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And most of all, keep being a doer of God's word as you live it, because, again, it is a lifestyle. So only what we do for Christ is going to last. And sometimes only we are that are in the body of Christ. Sometimes there are people in the world, some people don't believe it, but sometimes we are the only Bible, only church that they are going to see, because we are the church. We are the ones that Jesus Christ is coming back for when he comes back. On that day when he cracked the sky and come back. And he is coming back again. I thank God that he's coming back again, and he's not coming back for a building. place we call church, that's a place where we gather the saints. He said, don't forget to assemble ourselves together so we can praise God together and give him glory. He's just that awesome that he gets glory when we get together and praise and worship him and adore him because he's worthy to be praised. Yes, but the church, we are the church, those who are saved in Jesus' name. That's who he's coming back for. And I thank God that I'm a part of that. And you are too that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. So I'm looking forward to that day when Jesus Christ returns because he is coming back again. And I thank God for it. So right now, I just want to say thank you, listeners, for tuning in faithfully. Continue to pass the word and spread the good news about this platform, this radio show that comes forth again every live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday and every Saturday. And I have different guests that come forth. Last week, I think I had Christian comedian Mike Larry. I do have Christian comedians that comes on. I have every fourth Thursday now. Health and nutritionist is coming forth. And also, I'm going to have law enforcement. One of my brother-in-laws is in law enforcement. He's going to be coming forth very soon with the word for our young people pertaining to the word and the law, the earthly laws that we should abide by. And so, and he's a man of God. He's a deacon at his church, and also he sings in the choir at his church. So he's going to be bringing forth information for our young people, not just our young people, for anyone that tunes in. He's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ over this platform. And I thank God for the different things. And I do open up this line for listeners to call in with to share your testimonies, to give your praise report. And if you need prayer, you can always dial this number. And when that said, the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimony. Again, God gets his glory through our testimony. And he said that he would share his glory with no one. So I thank God for this ministry that when I say the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, 657, area code 383-1364. So I thank God for this worldwide platform. This is because it's a ministry, and I thank God for that. I'm just a vessel that he's using to do the work of the Lord over the airways, and I thank God for it. Well, until the next time the Lord allows us to be together, I do want you all to know that my upcoming guest on this coming Saturday will be the person of Evangelist Pamela. She's coming from, she's a guest who's going to be bringing the word from Chicago, Illinois. She's going to be my special guest on this coming Saturday, March the 4th. Sister Pam of Chicago was going to be bringing the word on this coming Saturday. So pass the word and tune in and listen to what God has to say through her, another woman of God, a vessel of God that he's using in these last and evil days. So I thank God for you. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to lift each other up. Continue to love one another. Continue to forgive, because thank God he forgave us. How can you say that you love God whom you've never seen? Now, I didn't say this. This is what the word says. How can you say you love God and you've never seen him, but you cannot forgive and love your fellow man who you see every day? He said, the word of God said that you're a liar and the truth is not in you. So love your family, your friends, those that the Lord put in your life. Love them while you can, because not only is not tomorrow promised, but the next second is not promised to any of us. So we have to love each other and forgive each other so that when we are called by Jesus, when he call our name, we can go in peace and stand before God, and we will be able to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You clean me up.